Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bill Odie, the Southeast District Supervisor for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, about chronic wasting disease in white-tailed deer. First of all, what is chronic wasting disease in white-tailed deer?
It's a neurologic disease. It's different from other diseases in that it's spread through a prion. It replicates itself in the deer's nervous system and basically creates voids in the brain. It kills the animal over time by creating those voids in the nervous system.
What causes this?
Well, it's a prion disease, and it's spread from deer to deer by physical contact and also by environmental contact, like if they're feeding in a similar spot or by licking around the same place. It can be shed in feces and urine, and by picking up those prions, and then that prion gets into that deer's system and replicates itself. So it's actually these irregular prions that are the cause of the disease.
How long have we known about this disease? Like, how long has it been in kind of the consciousness?
I think the first that it's been documented was, I'd have to check to be sure, but I think it was like in either the late 60s or the 70s in a facility in Colorado was where it was first basically discovered, this prion disease in deer. It's been known for a while. There's similar diseases in other animals, but as far as in deer, it's been around since about then. It was just first documented in wild deer in Iowa, up in northeast Iowa, 2 years ago.
Okay, so kind of just making its way east then.
Yeah, there's actually pockets of it scattered around the country. All the states that touch Iowa have it, but then there's pockets of it out west, pockets of it out east, but not all states have documented it yet.
Have we seen much of it here in southeast Iowa?
The only place it's been documented in southeast Iowa is in a shooting preserve in Davis County that's no longer in operation. But we have not found it in any wild free-ranging deer in any place except for just one county up in northeast Iowa, Allamakee County.
So we're still pretty good as far as that's concerned here in Iowa.
Yeah, and up there it's been just isolated along close to the Mississippi River, and Wisconsin is kind of a hotbed for it, and we're pretty sure that's where it came from up there, is deer moving across the Mississippi River.
Do you feel like there's, maybe not this year, but in a couple years, there might be more cases of it down here as well?
Well, the closest place we've got it in an adjacent state is Missouri, and it's a little ways down into Missouri. Down by Kirksville is the closest place in Missouri it's been documented. So I would think it's going to be a while. We're doing monitoring every year. We do a lot of testing on both roadkill deer and deer that are shot by hunters. We sample deer and test for the disease because we want to know if it does make its way into the state.
Is there any sort of danger to humans, like if they imbibe in a deer that has the chronic wasting disease, is there any danger?
It's never been documented to cause a problem in people. I know that the health officials advise if you know you've got a sick deer that you shouldn't eat it. But there's never been any cases of any problems with it being transmitted to people. And there's certainly been lots of people would have eaten deer like in Wisconsin and some of the other hot spots. And there's never been any problem, but like I say, at the same time, they don't recommend that someone eat a, an obviously sick deer.
What are some of the symptoms that people can look for?
They'll salivate, they'll get their ears and head will droop, they might be disoriented, and they might not show a normal fear of people, but that's in the later stages. In the earlier stages, they might not show any symptoms at all. But any kind of a deer that's acting out of the ordinary like that or is skinny, losing weight, we recommend that somebody from the DNR is notified and we'll try to collect that deer and get a sample from it.
Okay, so hunters shouldn't just try to kill that deer just to put it out of its
misery
or anything like that?
Yep, they should notify somebody with the DNR to try to handle that situation. And there are a lot of other things, like a deer can get bumped by a car, can be crippled by a hunter. There's a bunch of different things that can also lead to those same symptoms. But whenever we do see a deer that's like that, we try to collect a sample from it.
Is there anything else about chronic wasting disease that you'd like to let people know about?
it's something that it shouldn't affect the way people, you know, if they like to hunt deer and stuff, they shouldn't let them affect that, but it is something that they should be aware of and knowledgeable about. And we do have good information on it on our Iowa DNR website.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bill Odie. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.